Would you choose to chase trends or to chase style? In the summer of 2019, I was standing in the lobby of Shiseido's Global Innovation Center in Yokohama's Minato Mirai District. What actually stopped me in my tracks was a single line from our guide. Shiseido doesn't chase trends. We chase style. Shiseido was founded in 1872, nearly 150 years old, and the company still carries a remarkable sense of presence. There was an exhibition area where they placed posters from the 1920s alongside product packaging from 2019, and somehow you felt no sense of contradiction. The underlying aesthetic judgment remained unchanged, while the mode of expression was updated with the times. That is the power of style. This brought to mind my own experience working as a brand consultant. The most common problem I see among small and medium-sized businesses in Taiwan isn't that they aren't working hard enough. It's that they're working far too hard at chasing trends. When AI becomes a sensation, they rebrand as AI-driven. When ESG takes off, they start leading with sustainability. I once asked a founder who had spent 40 minutes walking me through his company's industry-first features a simple question. If you stripped all of that away, what would be left of your brand? He went silent. I want to be honest about this. Choosing style comes at a real cost, and the returns are delayed. But once it's established, the moat it creates runs deeper than any trend ever could, because anyone can chase a trend. Only you can define your own style. The wave will pass. You won't.